You're listening to Jimmy Disu.
Jimmy Disu.
Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
Good morning, everybody. You're welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. Let me let you into a secret. Well, it's not a secret. I think it's gradually known that the month of October will be throughout that month, Nigeria Info will be marking its 10th year anniversary. And it's going to be a month long of activities. It's going to have activities left, right, and center. In between that, for those of you who, my people out there, on my Hong Kong, there'll be loads of prizes to be won, and there'll be loads of activities for you to follow. So stand by. This is the time for you now to put a call through to that man in the village who helped you to write your jam, the man who you consulted when you were looking for university admission, that job that you are sitting down there doing, the man who threw the dice and helped you get it. I'm joking, we're going to have a whole load of fun, for 1 month here in Nigeria Info. And I consider myself privileged that I find myself in between, a 10-year anniversary. But guess what? 10 years is such a short time. For example, it didn't occur to me until the last minute that I'd been here for 1 year. Before you know it, so time is far gone, but I'm sure you are so happy with the impact that this station has made in your life. So whatever you do, don't touch that dial. Okay, now I need to apologize I had advertised today's program. I had advertised I was going to have a guest, Dr. Wilson Olatunde Olabisi. He's 81. He's a medical doctor. And his plight was brought to my attention yesterday because he's demanding justice. But as at about 8:30 this morning, I got a message that he had decided otherwise, that he, he wouldn't come. And I think some of them would bother on safety reasons. But I'll still take you through the case because I'm confounded. And I wish that he was here because I'd have been able to ask him some real hardcore questions. But unfortunately, he's not here. The whole thing generated for me, it took off with the report in this day newspaper. And it's on page 21 of the paper. And the story read, an octogenarian's quest for justice. And the writer there was tired of unending court eviction orders from Amcon on his property in Lekki Phase 1. Its one-year-old retired medical director, Dr. Wilson Olatunde Olabisi, has raised the alarm that suspected fraudsters are using fabricated copies of his property documents as collateral to obtain huge bank loans without his knowledge. Excuse me, sorry, I said stubborn cough that won't go. That set me on, he had said that he was ready to come and explain to us because I of course, the element of fright got into me that, has this 419 got to a point where your papers in the land registry can be used as collateral, to obtain a loan? Now, let me explain to those who don't know, the uninitiated. When you apply to the bank for a loan, usually they'll ask for collateral. And banks would usually would ask for landed property. So the implication of this story is that could it be that somebody went to the land registry, got this gentleman's documents, and use it as collateral for a loan. Let me run you through the story that you have in this day. The property in question is located somewhere off Admiralty in Lekki Phase 1. Okay, and it says that in 2005, a lady who is the manager of one of First Interstate Bank branch, now Unity Bank, came to me. This is Papa was speaking to this day, and revealed to me that someone seeking to obtain a 96 million naira loan for the importation of float glasses presented documents of my property to them as collateral. This was in 2005. And that the lady in question had come to inquire if it was genuine because they intended to approve the loan for the individual the next day and needed my confirmation. She brought out the entire file and asked for my COO. Fortunately, it was with me at home. I brought it out and they compared it. And she saw that the one that was presented to them was fabricated. I didn't give my approval. Well, you can't give an approval when it wasn't even yours. You didn't ask for any loan. So what he's saying here is that in 2005, somebody came from a bank, which is now Unity Bank, and said, well, somebody wants to obtain a 96 million naira loan. The question I would ask is, if the name of the bank customer who wanted the loan is different from that of the from the name on the title document, then why would the woman get up all the way if they should have thrown out that application even before? Or because usually if you want to use a property to stand in, a formal letter would have been written. A formal letter would have been written. Now, that is, we would have expected Dr. Labisi to have written a formal letter to them to say that, look, I'm putting up my property, because they have to file it. Okay, you have to file that formal letter. If it turns out that this customer in 2005 had a formal letter, then it should have been reported to the police for forgery. But I don't see anything like this happening. He says that the bank manager said that I should write to the headquarters that I didn't permit anyone to use my C of O. But I'm wondering why she said that, because the bank, like I said, should have thrown it out immediately. My lawyer then wrote to them to not use my C of O for anyone that I didn't permit sought. So they didn't go ahead with the loan at that time. But he now says that, unknown to me, this same company owned by one Prince Adebari Adeyemo, who I had no affiliation with whatsoever, had actually taken loan facilities with the same bank with a government copy of my C of O without my consent. The first facility he took was in 2003. He was given 10 million. The second facility he took was in 2004, and he was given 44 million, making a total of 54 million, collected with the government copy of my C of O without my knowledge. This was in 2000 and... According to him, he took one in 2003 and another in 2004. I am surprised it didn't become a police case at that time. I'm surprised that it didn't become a police case. Or is there any link between this gentleman? These are the questions that I'd love to ask. Is there any link whatsoever between this gentleman and the doctor? Because he says that until Adeyemo tried taking a third facility of 96 million in 2005, that the bank deemed it fit to reach out to the retired medical director. Something sinister is happening in there that I don't quite understand.
Do we have information to the fact that how did the other guy get access to Baba's CFO? Government approved copy, or government's copy, whichever copy.
No, when this is what I think happened. May I run away from bank loans and not cuckoo get property self. But when you want to take a facility, you're supposed to turn in your own copy.
Yes.
Not the government copy.
Yes.
And the bank should have known that.
Mm-hmm.
So if, according to this story, he had taken one in 2003...
With what copy?
It says... Let me read it again. It says that, unknown to me, this same Adexon Industries, owned by one Prince Adebayo Adeyemo, who I had no affiliation with, had taken loan facilities with the same bank with a government copy of my C of O without my consent. Okay. The first he took, yes, which
how?
Is, how? The first he took was in 2003. He was given 10 million. The second facility, he was in 2004. He was given 44 million. Because what the bank does is they want the original copy,
yes,
which is yours,
yes,
deposited with them.
With them, yes.
And the bank should have known the difference. They have a legal advisor. They really should have known the difference between a government copy and what is called the original copy, which is yours. Making a total of 54 million collected with the government copy. Now, if the man collected according to him, let us assume, if he collected in 2003 and 2004 and then 2005, when is the third time, why is it the same document that he keeps presenting? What the question I wanted to ask Baba, is there any connection between him and this gentleman?
And Baba said that he's got no affiliation with him.
Yes, Baba said that. So why would he use, if you use the first one and it didn't quite work with the government copy?
So there's a lot of discrepancies in this thing. So what's the name on the document? Abby.
Okay.
Whose name is on the document?
I assume Papa's name will be on the document. Yeah, because he bought the land from government.
Exactly. So why is this other person now presenting the same document to the
government,
a bank,
copy?
And then will the name there be different from the name of this individual? Or can someone use that?
Well,
I don't know.
It says that it was out of a guilty conscience that the bank manager reached out to me, though the manager didn't inform me that he had taken two facilities earlier. You see? Yeah. He said he was out of a guilty conscience. The bank manager reached out to me. The manager didn't inform me that he had taken two facilities. It was recently when AMCON began to serve us different court orders that I got to know all this after reading through the papers. But then he should have reported the case to the EFCC. Or the police.
Yeah, this case should have been reported.
Should have been reported to the police. Based on the court papers, because what has happened now is that AMCON wants to take over his property. Because, of course, the loan was not serviced.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it says, based on the court papers, the total money the company now owes the bank, including interest, is 91 million.
Chineke.
And this is a company or individual I have never met in my life, nor have any affiliation with.
And we don't know the status of this individual or the company.
No, he says he has never met. He says he has never met the man.
What if this is a regular practice? What if this is some kind of a syndicated crime?
It worries me. Yesterday, for example, I got a WhatsApp from somebody,
yeah,
that some person somewhere took a loan. And I should come and tell...
I got a message, an SMS, not even WhatsApp, an SMS.
I got a WhatsApp message. Says that somebody took a loan and I should tell him to pay the loan.
I got was it 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks
Philip,
ago?
Philip, if you laugh, I will take off my shoe and throw it at you. This is... Do you know what... So, I wanted to call... Philip is laughing at me. I said, Magbamike, I wanted to call... I didn't know who to call.
Yeah.
You know, I called the people who sent me. They didn't pick. Somebody had called me earlier. He had said that, he says, good morning. Can I speak to Mr. You could see what they didn't. Jimmy Disu. I said, yes. He said, I'm calling from your bank. I said, which bank? He said, Central Bank. I said, Tobakpelori Joko. Because I noticed saying that you're a man. I said, Tobakpembe. Even you, as you did so, I would say you. He ran away. Central Another bank. One called me. Yeah, he said Central Bank. Because when I asked which bank, you know, usually you're supposed to fall for it the moment they say a bank. So when I said which bank, and of course I don't use one bank. Yeah. I said which bank?
Yeah.
He said Central Bank. And yeah. Tobacco.
That was not smart at all.
I know he was caught on unawares. Then another one called and said, can I speak to Mr. Jimmy Disu? I said, yes. He said, I'm calling from the customer service of your bank. That one, I was too irritated to even waste time with him. I said, get off, you know. So maybe because Papa is here, it's a pity he's not here.
Mm.
But I can understand why, you know. Mm. And it's very, very unfortunate. And ideally, this should be a police case.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
and
right.
If what Papa is saying is true, if yeah. it's conditional,
yeah.
then the bank would also should also
be I think it should
officials
be,
of the bank.
Yeah, yes. I think this should be this shouldn't be a difficult case to crack, really, because we're going to track it back to the first time the person collected the loan. The company should be well registered with addresses and, you know, documents as to if they have boards right now.
And then how do you grant a loan to Jimmy Disu and Associates and produce a
another person
of Kekere?
Don't use Kekere. Don't use Kekere.
No, I can't. If I want to dupe anybody, well, I lie is you. And that way, since you're alone. Luckily, I'm older than you. By the time they finish the case, I would have gone. You'll be lamenting.
So I'm thinking
But he said, this is the one that also caught me. Where it is quoted as saying that the doctor said that I have never met in my life nor have any affiliation with.
Yeah.
And he says that he presented to this day a letter titled 96 million import finance facility addressed to Adexin Industries with him in copy. And Olabisi explained that his lawyer on May 26 officially informed the bank that the COO presented by the company was fake. It should have reported to the police.
Right.
This is a police, no longer an AMCOM matter. This is a police matter. This is the letter titled blah, 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 use of fake whatever by your customer Adexin. Amibola informed the bank that Adexin Industries was trying to defraud the bank using a fake CFO of his property. Even then, I was expecting the bank to inform the police that someone wants to defraud them. In fact, I wanted to go to the police myself, but my lawyer then advised that it was better we allow the bank to take it up themselves, since they were the person was trying to defraud.
Exactly.
No. But the lawyer misadvised him.
No,
because
but the person was trying to defraud the bank.
He was trying
to defraud. Yes, Baba will be affected, no doubt.
But Baba should have. His lawyer misinformed him. He should have also reported to the police that somebody has faked my document. Yes.
So that's on the one hand. On the other hand,
if
the
had
person
done that,
presented a government copy.
Of
me,
yes.
I am interested in that one.
No, look, listen.
A government copy.
But if Papa had reported to the police at that time, he won't be in the mess that he is now. Because the police would have investigated. And he would have a police report. His lawyer misadvised him.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
You know,
yeah, I agree with you.
But he said he went to Alausa, and he placed a caution on his CFO. You know, he placed a caution on his CFO, and you know, they talked about the caution was approved and certified by the land registry. Olabisi said he likewise submitted a photocopy of the letter sent to me at Alausa. Now, one of the legal occupants of the property.
Yeah.
Ellie Nemore said she was upstairs getting ready, our own Ellie Nemore here, getting ready to go out when she came into the compound, and then she described how AMCOM came to seal the house. Okay. She said that that the property in question, Baba built the first one at the back, just one small story building. Then he got a developer, God's Power Omor Zusi, to develop the four terrace duplexes. Okay. So Ellen bought her own from one of the people that bought it. One of those that bought the... now, is there any of those people in those four terrace buildings that bears this name, Adexin?
Yeah.
It's becoming complex.
Yeah.
But because Baba says he doesn't know them. He says he doesn't know this Adexin. But Baba had given the land out. They had built four terrace duplexes put up for sale.
Yeah.
Okay. But the CFO of the whole land was still with him, because I think those who bought the duplexes had a 30-year lease or something like that.
Okay.
But Olabisi, he states clearly he didn't do business with anybody. Neither did he guarantee anyone or give his CFO to anyone.
So how anyway. Did the person get access to, how did the person get the copy, a government copy? Me, I'm interested in that.
One of the reasons why I'm actually going into this, even though Baba is not here, is to alert people to the kind of shenanigans that take place in this country when it comes to issues like this.
Mm.
So if you have your C of O, you better go and make sure. So yes, he developed the story is getting a little bit complex. Olabisi engaged the developer, Mr. Gospower Omosuzi. He engaged the developer.
Mm-hmm.
The developer began to develop the property in 2006, completed it in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
At the time in 2006, when he was about to begin developing the money, Gospower needed money for the project, and so he approached the bank for a loan. He presented Baba's copy of the C of O, which I willingly gave to him, to the bank. But he wasn't granted the loan. The bank told him they couldn't grant him a loan on a third-party property. How did they now grant a loan to the other guy?
What do you mean by third party?
Meaning that the man who wants to take the loan, his name is not in the C of O.
Yeah, but so I have a message here from Peter. It's the same thing. Peter says that Mr. A property can be used for Mr. B loan. Whoever yes. can forge C of O can easily forge an approval letter of Mr. A. So if Baba had accompanied the C of O with an approval letter to John, or what's his name, the bank would probably have, that's according to him.
But he says he wasn't granted the loan. Maybe this was not the reason.
Okay.
Maybe the bank didn't think he was viable or didn't press the right buttons.
Okay.
When this day contacted Omosuzi, he corroborated the story.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But this day reports that Omosuzi's testimony begs the question, how were other parties able to access a loan with a third party C of O? To Olabisi's mind, a likely web of fraud connects those Sorry, I do apologize. This thing caught up. The system caught up with me. I don't like the way these things just jump up on you. But the Okapata Pata here says that he will not have me controlling anything. Anyway, as I was reading that, I got a message. One is from a Mr. Rotimi Disu. It's my brother. My brother, who's a lawyer, he sent a message to me. He said, Rajimi, this is old scam.
Right.
Then my good friend, my paddy man, Libros says that a lot of people use cloned C of O to collect money from the banks in Nigeria. They even use the same document to borrow money from people.
Mm-hmm.
They are usually insiders' connivance, both from the bank and land registry in Alausa. I have personally handled some of such cases. So we have reactions from two lawyers, and they're both in agreement. Rotimi says that it's an old scam. We learn every day. You know, this is frightening.
Yeah,
this thing we are doing today,
it is
going to be a blessing to a lot of people.
That's right.
If I were you, right. If you have your COVO, go to the land registry and please cross-check. I hope the land registry service online, where you can cross-check on a daily basis. You just go there and find out if there's anything going on, and then you move on. After you see your prayers in the morning, then you tell, oh, I'm on the Shani, grab phone for me. Then you cross-check online.
You know.
Okay, my
life. No, but you're right, actually. It should be that simple. And
it should be that simple.
Just confirm.
It should be that simple. It's frightening. So, Dr. Labisi says that I challenge Namcon to go and make an inquest of my CEO at Alausa before coming here to enforce any order. Because right now they've locked up the man's house. Everybody's parking outside. At least they allow them in. Everybody's parking outside. And he's going through a lot of distress. 81, you know. And they would have seen the caution I placed on the property in 2005 if they had bothered to investigate it before. Amcon too. You see, what Amcon did, or what they most likely would have done, is the same Nigerian attitude. All those who are owing money go and steal their properties. that they can come and start sorting themselves out one by one. I think that is what they did. But let's read AMCON's reaction. AMCON, this day, contacted the head of corporate communications, Jude Nwanzo. And he says that the corporation traced Lolabisi's property to School XP Interactor Limited, which is indebted to AMCON. He did not confirm if AMCON also traced the property to Adexin Industries Limited and Tagaf and Sons Global.
Hi.
Ah, Omo. When asked if AMCON carried out any further investigation on the property at the land registry, he said, "Our lawyers carried out due diligence and confirmation from the land registry showed that the property is linked to the obligor. Therefore, excuse me, rather than resorting to the newsroom, Dr. Labisi is encouraged to prove beyond reasonable doubt in the court that the property in question is not affiliated with the company and so has no business in the portfolio of AMCON." This day then asked if AMCON truly secured an order against Dr. Nigerian without inviting him to testify before the court. Wazo claimed Olabisi's lawyers were in the best position to deal with that aspect. What does that mean? Let me read that again. When asked if AMCON truly secured a court order against Dr. Olabisi without inviting him to testify before the court, why can't Wazo give AMCON's position and not directed the reporter to go to Olabisi's lawyers? Anyway, he further noted that AMCON's obligors had perfected the act of employing and deploying all manners of strategies to delay or outright avoid repayment of debts to the corporation, a reason AMCON has over 3,000 court cases. And he says that from the trend that we know, a good number of them always run to the newsrooms to help them to mobilize public sympathy. But unfortunately, the court does not consider sympathy when looking at the case. They look at hardcore evidence. This day did a thorough story. They went to the Lagos State Land Registry. Who wrote this story now? Sunday Hijiato. I need to send him a bottle of something. When I see it's professionally done, I will send him a bottle of something. It could be a bottle of water.
I know. I'm not asking.
It could be a bottle of wine. It could be a bottle of champagne. But I must send him something, shall
something.
I?
Okay.
I must have something from
okay.
him.
Okay. What's the meaning of that one? The one that I use,
use it to gargle or cough mixture. Anyway, it says that inside the land registry, this day inquired of Olabisi CEO with the title number, he quotes it. It was told, come and see you.
What's that?
Let me read this one.
Okay.
On July 15, 2021, this day inquired of Olabisi CEO with the title number 70/70199IT. It was revealed that it had no loan facility registered against it.
What? What?
Let me read again. On July 15 this year, this day inquired of the Olabisi CEO with the title number.
Yeah.
It was revealed that it had no loan facility registered against it at the land registry. The certified true copy of the CEO obtained from the registry on August 12 showed no registered encumbrance on the property. But there was a registered caution, which of course...
Yeah, the Baba said yes. Yes.
It was also revealed that the property at whatever it is, Lekki Peninsula 1, old number, was so-and-so square meters and was registered by Labisi on March 14, 1991. It also stated that the property was used as a residential abode and was leased for 99 years. You know, those who bought...
usually the CFO.
I remember when my dad got his land at Tiamu Savage and they said it was registered for 99 years.
Mm.
So I told him, why not buy it outright? You know what he told me? Say, will you be around in 99 years? I was so worried that this man is going to leave and somebody will come back. But he says, no, you won't be around. So, that the property was just and with no loan facility registered against it. We are going to open up our lines now.
That's right.
We can't say categorically what has happened. But I think that somewhere along the line, and I'd like to be advised otherwise, the lawyer misadvised Papa. He should have just reported to the police. Because had he done that, he would have had the police report. The police would have investigated and given a report that this is exactly what... There are all kinds of things going on in this city. But, and all of you, sorry, all of you should be thanking me, those of you who have land, because I know you run to the registrar. Some are already on their way.
They're listening in the car right now.
Some of them.
Let me just go and confirm first.
Yes, they should. All of you should send me. You should send me something, a bottle of something.
A bottle of water would be nice. He needs a lot. You can see he's coughing. A bottle of water.
That's cough.
You see this small bottles. This one. They send it to him.
Do you know? Yeah, advertising the water.
I did not.
You covered it. Yes. I trust you. Okay, so that there you are. That's the come to think of it. Even if Baba had been here, maybe he would have told the story himself. But we have this newspaper report, and we are going by it, and we are not drawing any conclusions yet. But we'd like to take your calls. Please call from a quiet place. And let's just have, you know, don't accuse anybody just yet. I mean, well, let's have your thoughts. I'll increase the time from 1 minute to 2 minutes because this is a bit technical. I would appreciate if one or two lawyers could also call to give us a legal perspective. Right. I don't know whether I should even call Rotimi or Libros. Can we get that done? We don't have the time.
We can call anyone.
We can call.
But they will not even allow us to call unless you want to call from a personal. Yeah, we can call.
I have credits.
Okay.
Don't you know who sponsors me?
You just have to put that in there.
I have credits. I can call Japan. I can call. I'm going to call Libros. So if he sees my number, I'm sure he'll pick.
He's listening.
If I call my brother now, all of you will say that I've come to boast that I have a lawyer in the family.
Nobody's going to boast now.
I know you will be the first to say that. You want to show us that you have a lawyer in the family.
I will just say it in passing.
You will not say it in passing. Libros.
Okay.
Libros.
I will try not to.
So what do we have here? Tell me.
What usually happens?
Yes, go on.
Yes, what usually happens? That's why most times, if you're doing a land transaction, even at the bank, when we file reports, usually put a caveat that don't part with money except you see the CFO that they are referring to. You take it to allow us to cross check with the file copy. You have a lot of closed CFO. So what they do, if for example now you applied for a loan before and then it is rejected, it's turned down, the boys in the bank will take that CFO, maybe go to Alausa, and then those inside the strong room, they clone, because they have, you know, maybe extra papers and all of that, they clone that copy.
Okay.
They clone it and trace governor's signature in some cases on it. And so everything, then I make photocopies. It is the photocopies that they bandy around. So if you do not have the original copy, looking at the photocopy on the face value, you will think it's original.
Until you
cite original copy and then you cross-check with the file copy. And that's when you now know that, oh, this is a clone CFO. So in Baba's case, maybe the CFO that he took to apply for loan initially, once he was rejected, some insider, you must have insider. You can't just do it without an insider. You must have insider. So in Baba's case, there must be an insider in the bank and an insider in Alausa.
Alausa.
Yeah, probably a close CFO. My experience is that my client was at home, just like Baba. He was seated at home. And then bank people came and said, look, oh, you are owing so and so and so amount of money. And in some cases, one of your listeners also said, tripartite mortgage, there's what they call tripartite mortgage. The CFO belongs to somebody else who will present the CFO for and on behalf of a third party to collect a loan. And so they do a tripartite mortgage that all the parties would sign. Mm. It happens also. It's legal. But that was what happened in my client's case. There was a tripartite mortgage, presumably a tripartite mortgage. So it was at home, and then bank came and said, you are owing so and so and so amount.
Mm.
So we reported immediately to the police. That's where Baba got it wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
And then while the police were trying to trace this man, the man who actually collected the loan,
yes.
The people in the bank were the one telling him, police will come for you today, move. So because the bank, we kept, you know, we didn't know that they were insiders also.
Hmm.
Because we informed them that we are going for this man today in Uyo.
Hmm.
They will inform him that go to Abuja, police are coming today. It was when we stopped informing the bank people that we now discover where the man was eventually arrested. That was when he said, look, I didn't bring this CFO. I just approached my bank and they said, don't worry, we'll provide the CFO. But
jeez.
Out of this time, at 20 million you want to collect, we will take 10. You will take, we'll increase it to 30. We take 10. You will take 20. And then someday, that was even before Abcon, someday the loan probably will be written off. So you have a lot of them like that.
Wow.
Many.
Thank you, Libros. God bless you.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Wow.
Okay.
There you are. Okay, so let's take your contributions. Hello, morning. Please, if you call in, don't ask me any question. No, I'm not a lawyer. Hello.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
I'm not a lawyer.
Ah, morning, I'm not a lawyer. Uh-huh. Yes.
Honestly, thank you for this topic. But my worry is that if the guy took the first 10 millionaire without paying back, and the bank him free to give him the second loan for 4 million.
Mm.
I think something is fishy. Someone in the bank is colliding with someone close to Baba. I think maybe the lawyer too is a suspect.
Oh. Baba's lawyer.
Yeah, that's my own opinion actually.
Okay.
Baba, yeah, that was
advised Baba not to go to the police. And how do whoever is taking the loan got Baba's CFO?
We missed that. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
This is Pastor Ladiko.
We know, we know it's you, everybody.
All right. Uncle Jimmy, I think I want to throw the line of the first caller.
Yes.
There is possibility, because we are having almost a similar case like this, where the lawyer continued to advise, and they said we should abide by the advice of the lawyer, unknowing that he also was part of the people that are doing these things. So for me, I think Baba, now that the case is opened anyway, Baba should approach the courts, get another lawyer that can pursue this case. And if he's not satisfied, let him. There is always opportunity for him to change lawyers. So let him approach the court direct so that this embarrassment will stop once and for all. And the people behind these things, sir, thank God you're a Lagosian. Let's just go to that Alausa. You will see a lot of things going on. God save Nigeria.
Amen. Well, I have Mr. Rotimi Disu on the line. Hello, morning.
Hello.
Hello, Rotimi, how are you?
Good morning, sir. My radio is on, so
switch off your radio. Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Now they brought an angle saying that maybe the lawyer deliberately misled Baba and could be complicit. What does that occur to you?
No, actually, it happened to an uncle of ours. He had a property at Magodo, and Libra said, someone just came to him one day and said, Baba, one of the talent. Said, no, the uncle who is a retired civil servant that lives in Oingo, Uncle Obayomi.
Hmm.
So, and when he said, we thought that maybe one of his kids must have tampered with the documents because there was an agreement signed by him, not signed, it thumbprinted.
Hmm.
And was witnessed by Reverend Disu and whatever. And obviously, a retired civil servant, he was literate. So we went to the police and investigations was ongoing. Unfortunately, he died during the investigation. And lo and behold, when the kids were trying to clear up, they saw the CFO, the original CFO, under you know, the old man now.
Under
the carpet. So that's when we realized that what the bank had was a clone CFO.
Wow.
What they did was to take out the photograph that was in the CFO in the safe at Alausa, took that one out, and put in a clone photo in the safe. So when you looked at the CFO and the photograph, they inked together. And luckily, when the bank saw that, they just gave up on us, and, you know, the man got the keys down, got the land back. So sometimes, we were going in circles with the police because we didn't really know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, thankfully, in this case, he was able to get, belatedly, he was able to get his property back.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so that's where we are now. Okay, let's pick one or two more calls. I got to get out of here. I have to go and quickly check my own CFO. Hello, morning.
Good morning, Uncle. This you?
Yes, morning, sir.
My name is Emeka. I'm calling from Eba.
Yes, sir.
See,
please, can you turn off the radio in your house? I'm getting feedback.
I'm going to do that.
I'm getting a feedback here. Hello?
Please, as I was saying.
Okay, we'll take another call. When you want to call, call from a quiet place and switch off your radio. You know, we'll most likely get a feedback. Okay.
Hello, sir.
Hello, morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, sir.
Please, sir, I need your assistance. I want to get your number, please, sir.
No, don't get my number. Are you contributing to the program?
I'm a blind man. I'm not bringing people to you.
But what is?
I want to discuss something with you.
No, I don't. I'm not a personal counselor. Please, I just do my job on radio and go home. I'm so sorry. Okay, let's pick the next call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for everything you did. And it's very, very interesting. Mr. Jedi.
Yes.
I share respect. If you haven't got this thing, and because things like this have been happening, just look at what you said. You said and kudos to that journalist that went into two. My respect to him, sir. I need to know his name. Hello, sir.
He's a Hidiato.
Exactly. Yeah. And I really, my respect cap. And I'm called that, and the bank itself, before they give loan, why couldn't they go to verify at the Lagos State land use, whatever it is called? Which means the fault is from them. This old man now needs a good sound lawyer. Because from what you just read alone, the man is vindicated. You understand?
Okay.
He's vindicated 100%.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, you want to say something?
No, and I wasn't going to.
Well, you put on the...
Yes, I just put it on.
To divert my attention?
No, is that a distraction?
Okay, let's take one or two more calls.
Yeah, female line.
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
My name is Vera.
Yes.
I just want to throw in more light, but in another dimension.
Yes.
Apart from properties, where this fraudster goes is equities, investments.
Oh, really?
Like I work in an office. You know, they go after these high-profile individuals. Immediately, it is published on the newspaper that so-so-so person has passed on. What they will do, they will go and perfect letters of administration. And from one registrar to another, one bank to another, and collect all their entitlements and shares and all of that.
Wow.
And a lot of them, they will so perfect it. Many times they scare through, sometimes they don't scare through. And at the end of the day, when the re-administrator comes, we are in trouble and the bank has to pay. So they go in different dimensions.
Okay, thank you very much for your contribution. Okay, I think I'll take my last call for today, and that will be it. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hi, Uncle Jim. Good morning.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
Yeah, I would like to be anonymous. Okay, so I want to dive into the banking scam itself. I'm going to divert a little to the oil and gas. I'm opportunity to work with an oil and gas company, and we acquire 3 vessels. Now, this is what they do. Before any loan goes out, they with themselves, they will sit down with the company shareholders and say, you know what? Do you want any loan? We're going to multiply that money by 3. Sure. We'll give you a chunk of it, and our own MDs or anything, we have. On the long run, they will give you the loan, and they will tell you, don't worry, don't pay. They will not cover it up. Now, on the issue of this Baba of a thing, the truth of it all is that the first developer that took the document to the bank for a loan does not know. He only went there for a loan to develop the house. Now, he took the loan, he didn't give him the loan letter, and he came back. Now, the document is lost to them. The insider in the bank took it back to Alausa. We have the guys that do this thing in Alausa. They are very, very smart. What they will have done is they will clone it and get it back and get it into the bank. Now, Unity Bank as a whole, the guys in there knows everything that's going on. Many of them, they are not in Nigeria again. They've traveled out. For this case to be justified, Baba is in the category.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Okay, all right. So that's where we're going to end it for today. We wish Baba all, you know, all the luck that he needs to see if he can get this problem solved. Maybe he should change his lawyer for all he's worth. Maybe the lawyer himself should say, look, Baba, Ereka lo lawyer me so that you feel a bit more comfortable. But I believe that it was ill-advised not to have reported to the police. I believe so. Even though I'm not a lawyer. Having said that, I'll be back again tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Tomorrow is Diabumi, and I have a guest, Mrs. Jumoke Fashanu. You know, she'll be my guest. Of course, you know her. She's one of the pioneers, one of the top estate mortgage developers or something like that. But she won't be talking that. She'll be giving advice as an agony aunt on Diabumi with me today. And on Thursday, we are starting something within Daily Digest called Thursday Review. I will most likely, my guest every Thursday now would be a journalist and will review the news of the week. We'll review. Whilst on Friday again, you can listen to Sharif. Where Mimavi?
On Friday, yes.
On Friday, yes. Yeah, so you'll have 2 reviews. We'll do it Thursday to Thursday. She'll do it Friday to Friday. Okay? So look forward to it. My first guest is Tony Ademilui. You know, he's a versatile writer. He'll be my first guest. We'll be looking at that. Tomorrow is Diabumi. I'd like to thank everybody. Sharif, cool down. Cool down. I know you've been telling them to tell your driver.
I'm calm.
To bring the car to the parking lot. We take off. You're going straight to Alausa.
I'm calm. I need to fly there.
We would, at some point, we might have to bring in somebody from Alausa to tell us how they safeguard people's. This is very disgraceful. Even though there's not much you can do to prevent crime, really. But this is completely unacceptable. And I hope that the government officials who are listening, would, you know, they would alert those concerned and try and seal up that place, so that we don't have this kind of fraud taking place anymore. I'll be gone. I'll see you tomorrow at 9. Bye.